From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting expressions of concern from European leaders following remarks by President-elect Donald Trump that, among other things, the NATO alliance is obsolete, Britain's pending exit from the European Union will be followed by others, and a hint at an easing of sanctions on Russia in exchange for a new arms deal. Some EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels took a cautious approach to Mr. Trump's comments, including EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini.
I think the European Union will stick together. I'm 100% convinced of this. I respect the opinions of the future president of the United States, but I think the European Union will be okay in the future.
French President François Hollande said the EU is prepared to pursue transatlantic cooperation with Washington, but only on the basis of EU interests and values. He said Europe doesn't need outside advice to tell it what to do. After Mr. Trump criticized German Chancellor Angela Merkel's migration policy, the German leader said once Mr. Trump is in office, she will cooperate with the new American administration. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier, meanwhile, said Mr. Trump's comments prompted surprise and anxiety among members of NATO. The British pound is near a three-month low ahead of a speech Tuesday by Prime Minister Theresa May that is widely expected to outline the path Britain will take to leave the European Union. Investors are nervous the UK will have little or no access to the EU market after Brexit. In northeast Nigeria, at least three people were killed, 15 wounded, and two suicide attacks on the campus of the University of Maiduguri, capital of Borno State. The Islamist insurgency Boko Haram claimed responsibility for Monday's attacks. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama Monday marked the first anniversary of the implementation of the Iran nuclear agreement by highlighting the pact's significant and concrete results in making the world safer. The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency said Monday that Tehran has complied with its latest deadline to remove hundreds of centrifuges that enrich uranium from its Fordo nuclear site. That's a major development, says University of Pennsylvania regional analyst Ian Lustig.
Iran has, in line with the deal, gotten rid of 98% of its enriched uranium, which is essentially enough to make four bombs. It's all gone now. Those are very concrete steps.
President-elect Trump said he's not happy with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, an agreement Iranian leaders said cannot be renegotiated. In Turkey, police Monday captured a suspect in the massacre of nearly 40 people, mostly foreigners, New Year's Day, at an Istanbul nightclub that was claimed by Islamic State. The suspect identified as Abdulkadir Masharipov. Meanwhile, four Turkish policemen were killed, two wounded, in a roadside bomb blast in the country's southeast. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden Monday said in Kyiv that the international community must stand up against Russian aggression, and he urged President-elect Trump to be a strong supporter of and partner with Ukraine.
If you continue carrying your progress forward, then not only will you continue to build a more open, more democratic, more prosperous future that the Ukrainian people deserve, you will keep the international community united behind you in that effort. And I hope the next administration will also want to be a supporter and a partner in your continued progress.
Mr. Trump said he may try to ease sanctions on Russia over its annexation of Crimea in exchange for an agreement on cutting nuclear weapons. Biden said those sanctions should continue. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab Monday welcomed the world's political and economic elite to this year's 47th meeting in the Davos Resort in the Swiss Alps.
We meet here at an extraordinary moment of history. We are in the midst of a deep transformation, sometimes disruptive transformation, of business models, of economies, of society, of politics.
Schwab called for a positive way forward to address issues of social inclusion and job creation. Some 3,000 people are in attendance. Unknown gunmen late Monday attacked a checkpoint in southwest Egypt, killing eight policemen. Three other officers were wounded, two of the attackers also killed. The long and expensive joint search for missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370, which disappeared without a trace nearly 3 years ago, has been called off. The fate of the Boeing 777 en route from Malaysia to China remains a mystery after it disappeared shortly after takeoff with 239 people aboard. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.